You forgot to tell everyone what tonight's episode is about. Virtuous Optimist Podcast with your soul sister, Chaz. And I have a special guest here with me on tonight's episode. I have an artist who I met here in LA when I moved here back in 2015. He is originally from Houston and he makes music. Ray Hart, Ray Love, Ray Leezy. You got a number of different names.
Well, you know, like me. Yeah, it's all the same though. You know, it's Ray Love, but actually my last name is Hart.
Okay, dope.
But you know, growing up, a lot of my classmates were calling me Ray Love.
Okay.
Most of them were female.
Okay, I can dig it.
But the guys, instead of calling me Love, they would call me Lee.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
so,
yeah.
So it all comes in together.
Yeah. Wow. I'm going to do it justice for you this time. Jay got it locked in the Bronx, they don't need me. Still they looking for me like, where are you, Leezy? Paparazzi follow around trying to see me, cause all they wanna know is who I'm fucking on live TV. Shouts out to Beast Dumba, and they wonder why these record labels look so greasy. Trying to shop your music around, it ain't easy. Trying to keep your feet on the ground with one footstep in front like I'm leaving, before I end up looking back down like I'm leaving.
I want you to actually annotate where are you leaving? What does that mean? Because in the song, you saying like Jay Prince got it locked in the South.
They don't need me. Yeah. So they looking for me like, where are you leaving?
Exactly.
Yeah. It's like, you know, I'm just speaking from an artist's point of view where I'm saying to myself and to everybody else out there that I feel like I have one of the best styles out there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? As far as just being versatile.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I have a lot of people who have heard my style and say that it was a great style.
Yeah.
You know, and that nobody else out there has that style.
Right.
You know, I get a lot of compliments and a lot of people, you know, support what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, they don't really know me.
Right, yeah.
You know, I don't really know them.
Right, yeah.
But they heard of me and they like, damn. That beat comes from Houston. One of my buddies that was in choir with me from childhood, from the church,
mm-hmm.
he started making beats at an early age.
Yeah.
And yeah, he got some slappers.
He smashed off on that beat.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait. Yeah. Tell the people about yourself. What's your background, your origin, where you from, that type of stuff.
Well, you know, I'm from Houston, Texas, born and raised east side of Houston, off of I-10 East, going toward Baytown, Beaumont.
Okay, yeah, I got people in Baytown.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
My parents stay in Baytown now.
Oh, okay, cool.
They built a house out there.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm more of a, you know, laid back to myself kind of person, don't really talk too much. I've been writing music since 7th grade.
Okay, so how old are you? You gotta tell me how, because that will say how long you've been doing this. Since you said seventh grade.
Seventh grade.
So seventh grade.
And I'm 43 now.
You 43. So seventh grade, you usually what? Like?
Maybe about
13, maybe?
12, 13, yeah.
Okay. Okay. And so you was recording then?
No, I was just writing.
You was just writing. Yeah. So when did you first record?
My first recording was in 1996. Yeah.
Okay, so were you in your 20s at that point?
Yeah, I was 21 at that point.
Okay,
yeah.
And what was your first song?
It was Help Me, Lord.
So, Pete, you know I've told you this before that you remind me of Zero, especially when you sing.
Yeah.
But as I was living with your music, I was like, man, like, I've been asleep. Like, I've been asleep for real.
I started at the Art Institute of Houston in 96.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to think back. It's a long time ago.
It's a minute, I know.
Yeah. I don't know where you was in 96, but...
I was what? I was born in 91, so... Ooh. 96.
All right, anyway, I got signed to a recording label called Encourage Records.
Okay, in Houston.
In Houston.
Okay.
And, you know, it was a mixture of gospel and soul.
Dang.
Yeah.
And so you was rapping?
I was rapping and singing.
Rapping and singing. Yeah. So you've always, that has always been your thing, was rapping and singing.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I can dig it.
I was more into singing because, you know, I had a nick for singing.
Mm.
So, you know, even in middle school, high school, first couple of years of college, I had scholarships to be in the chorus.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Dang, that's dope.
Yeah.
So the singing and rapping, does Zero have any influence on that?
A little bit, but, you know, most of my influences come before Zero. Like,
right, because Zero got to be what, your age?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, he about... 42, 43, 96, you know, I had a scholarship to be in there for a video production.
Okay.
And I ran into some cats, you know, who was doing music and, you know, they was renting out the studios every day at the school. So I kind of linked up with them and, you know, ended up signing some contracts and stuff like that. And got pretty well known in my own city, just performing those different songs that we created together as a group.
Mm-hmm. So it was
more of a band. Yeah,
it was a band. So y'all were performing with live music.
Dope. Yeah.
And you say it because it was gospel and soul.
Yeah,
you grew up in the church.
Yeah, I grew up in the Church of Christ. We went to Central Church of Christ in Baytown, Texas.
Okay. So you were in the choir and everything.
I was in the choir for most of my life at that church, yeah.
See, that's dope. I'm so glad that I finally got somebody on the show who grew up in gospel influence, like blues and soul music.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's derived from that, and a lot of people don't connect the two anymore.
That's what keeps it to where I can... be versatile, because you know, that gospel thing is sewn into me.
Yeah,
it's in,
man,
there.
And everybody don't have that.
Yeah,
and that's why it's like people, like the music, the rap, you know, that's all right now. People can't really relate to it. People who from back in the day, like, they can't really relate to it because it don't sound the same.
Right. Yeah. It doesn't sound the same. It doesn't really have any. You know, it's like the new music dumbs you down. It doesn't inspire you to be knowledgeable.
Exactly.
It just inspires you to move your body.
Right.
That's all it does. Really.
And, you know, and for some instances and occasions, that's cool.
Yeah.
But to just be riding around listening to it all the time, or just listening to it on a regular day basis, you don't want to listen to that all the time.
Because that's what you're putting in your head.
Yeah.
You know?
That's not really saying nothing, but I want to say it was Quincy Jones. He did like an interview recently, and well, probably like the beginning of this year, he did an interview. And in the interview, I mean, he was talking a bunch of rah-rah stuff that I'm like, you could have kept all that to yourself. But the part of the interview that I did like was where he said people, like artists these days, they don't go to school and they don't study music and, you know, and all that to create. They just create. When he said that, like, that just goes back to the whole gospel thing, how, like, it's derived from that, but people not really going back and looking or going back and researching where music, soul music, started, you know. So.
In this old sinful world, time is running out and the devil won't quit. He's trying to blind my eyes to the light of my life, but something is sustaining me. Deep down within my soul, God's word is in control, and I know it won't be long till he comes and takes me home. Gotta get ready for that day, don't wanna be left outside the gate. It's my prayer, it's my plea, with you is where I wanna be.
Jesus is coming soon, one morning, night or noon,
maybe he's coming.
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 Gotta be ready. Gotta be ready.
Cause he's coming real soon.
Encourage Records.
Yeah.
So how long were you guys together?
About 3 years, and then I went to Southwestern Christian College. I got a full scholarship to go there. So
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I did so, that, and it kind of pissed everybody off. So
why?
Because we had shows to do.
And you chose to go to school.
Yeah.
Yeah. So y'all put out music?
Yeah, we put out one album.
We put out one album. So can you find it online?
Nah.
No.
That was in 96.
Oh, so
that was,
yeah, you're right. I'm tripping.
That's when they had cassette tapes. And
so you still have a copy of it?
My sister does, yeah.
She does? Yeah. That's dope. I want
to
hear.
I went to a Christian college, and I started working in the audio program over there.
Okay.
And I started producing a lot of songs for myself there, too.
Okay.
And, you know, it just grew from there.
Yeah.
The more I got into my own style,
mm-hmm.
the less I start listening to other music.
Right. That makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Because you don't want to, I mean, and it can happen, like, unconsciously. You know, you kind of bite off somebody, you know, because it sounded good when you heard it.
Yeah.
So it just, like, it's on you, you know, in your conscience. But so, yeah, that's good. Sometimes you got to do that. It's like, just listen to your own stuff. But
right.
Then it's good to listen to other music to get influence from it. So, like, the music of the 50s and 60s and 70s and 80s and stuff like that.
All for the early 80s and 90s music.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best music to me.
Yeah. What was your mom listening to in the house when you were younger?
A lot of Dionne Warwick.
Dionne Warwick?
Yeah.
Who's Dionne Warwick?
That
sounds so familiar.
Her and Stevie Wonder. And
okay.
A couple other people did that That's What Friends Are For song.
Okay.
Remember that song?
I will have to hear it.
That's What Friends Are For. Keep smiling. Keep shining. I'll be on your side forevermore.
I don't have to go peep it because it's not ringing the bell.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that was a good little thing, man. It was a whole album, and then I think they did We Are the World with that too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So Dionne Warwick, who else were you hearing in the house when you were a kid?
Just a lot of Funk Master Flex. And
okay.
A lot of
So your
Africa,
mom was listening to that?
Bombada. Yeah, I mean, you know, they really wasn't listening to it. They would let us get them.
But they would let you listen to it. Got it. But I'm saying, what were they listening to? What your parents
They
would
listen
to
a lot of gospel.
No, they were listening to gospel.
Yeah, and, you know, the gospel stuff that they listened to was a cappella.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You know, Church of Christ is all a cappella.
Oh, yeah? Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Dang, okay. So just a cappella. So nobody, like, they will probably clap. They would do that.
Or yeah, they would clap. You know, they might get up and you know, hold their hands in the air and sway.
I'm talking
back
about, like,
forth.
For the sound, though.
Oh,
like,
just.
Or just completely a cappella. No clapping, no tambourines, no.
It might be a couple of hands clapping.
Okay.
But, you know, it's just no instrument. I know a lot of people who are selling those kind of albums.
Yeah.
I can get one and just give it to you and let you hear it.
Yeah. I mean, but everything online. I would probably just Google it or something.
Yeah. Google a lot of stuff. Even with my college that I went to, Southwestern Christian College,
mm-hmm.
like the course still does a lot of albums every year, you know, the different
from the school
students, yeah,
they do. Oh, wow.
They
okay
do albums. So even if you look up Southwestern Christian College, y'all, I bet you'll find some good music.
And where is Southwestern Christian College?
It's in Terrell, Texas. That's where Jamie Foxx is from.
Really? Yeah. I didn't know he was from Texas.
Yeah,
that's dope. Cool. Yeah. Okay, so
Terrell, Texas is like 30 minutes to an hour from Dallas.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's
okay.
Right on the outskirts of Dallas.
Got it. Okay. And so did you complete Southwest the Christian College?
Yeah, I got my associates from there.
Okay.
In music.
So it was audio.
Just music.
Just music. Yeah. So like music theory stuff.
Music theory, music appreciation. You know, reading music, all that stuff. Yeah.
Okay, so you know how to read music?
Yeah, I can read music.
Okay, so you ever played anything?
I mean, I played the piano. I took a lot of guitar lessons and stuff. So
okay.
I'm pretty fluent in that.
Yeah.
But I'm not a big, you know, that's not one of my hobbies, is to be a guitar player.
Right, yeah.
But you
could do a little something.
I know the ABCs.
Got it. Okay. I'm learning the ABCs right now.
Yeah.
So you're 40 plus. I want to know, like, your influences. And I know, like, the tunes was running during the time you were growing up.
Yeah, that was the best music out there back then, you know.
Yeah.
Like I was saying, though, most of my influences come from, like, you know, anything from Tony to Elder Barge to Albie Shore to, you know, DMX.
Okay, yeah.
You know, I like that little rap battle that LL Cool J and Kumo D used to have all the time.
You gonna have to put me on, send me a link or something, because I never saw it.
Man, like they would release songs and to battle each other.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it was a lot, not to cut you off, but it was a, like, competition. Like, it wasn't like all the
that
beef
was the
stuff.
That was the first real rap beefs that went on.
So it was a beef.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was the real first rap beefs that went on, was LL Cool J and Kumo D.
So did they keep it music or?
Yeah.
They kept
it
music.
Music.
Okay.
Yeah, it was so, just
okay.
Music.
I can dig that.
Yeah.
Because it's different these days.
Man. Yeah, it is. Nowadays, you got goons and all that shit. Everybody.
Yeah.
It's terrible now.
Yes. Tony. And DJ Quick. You didn't think we could flip it on your ass, huh? Something for the dance floor. In a real way. It's going down like this forever. And a day. Now what you hear is not a drag, cause Mr. DJ Quick got a brand new bag. But first I got a bang bang, a boogie for the boogie to the rhythm of the ghetto-y streets. Check it out now, you tryna give me some 8-ball, but no way, I'd rather have a mimosa with Cristal and OJ. Yeah, just a little something bubbly and tingly to have me walking around naked, but wait a sec.
The function's on around midnight.
Uh-huh.
What time is it? Let me lay beside you. do what you want me to all night. Gonna hold you, ooh, baby, can I touch you there?
What good is it for a man to gain the world yet lose his own soul in the process?
I know you never seen him, but don't fight with him. You're gonna make it through the night to the light with him. You're alright with him. Said you're alright with him. Never seen him, but don't fight with him. You're gonna make it through the night till the light with him. You're alright with him. Said you're alright with him.
I'm calling out to you, Lord, because I need your help. See, once again, I'm having difficulty saving myself, behaving myself. You told me what to do, and I do it, but every now and then, it gets a little harder to go through it. Losing friends, day by day. I'm in so much pain when I'm here, Lord. Please take me away. I put you here to do a job, and your work ain't done. To live is to suffer, but you're still my son. And there will be a time when you shine as bright as the stars. But there won't be a his or hers, just ours. Then you see what I've been trying to show you all these years. Do the right thing, cause after the tears, come the cheers. I will, my Lord, with my heart and my soul. That's gonna be how I roll, from now until I'm old. Lead, not follow. Take away the sorrow. I'ma sleep on what you said and holler back tomorrow.
Before you pull it off, you thought Mr. Pitiful, here's some mouthwash G. Your breath smells like my jockstrap. C-A-U-S-E, you're riding me. D-O-D-D, Junior Modi. Stop biting, chewing.
My influences come from like just pure hip hop.
Okay.
Know, before that new style came out.
Yeah. You know? And I could tell that because when I listen to like songs like Dope Fiends.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, this is that real boom bap. Like, this is like that classic rap.
Crackheads and dope fiends. Killer smoke is what the dope brings. Streets will turn you out, got you giving up your pipe dream. Sell you so fast, like turn niggas to bitches. Hood bitches to snitches. Watch them creep up and get you for your bitches. Without permission, break you like glass dishes. Watch out for competition, you got 2 strikes already. So cops is on a mission, niggas is itching. To get a sack, I pay you back. If you don't come back with them dollars, you gon' catch a cap. Got your kids asking mommy where my daddy at. 20% interest on it as a matter of fact. See if you can handle that. And if you can't, homie, you got more coming back. Treat it like the common code. The more head, the more bread. And I don't give a fuck whose mouth don't get fed. Bloodshed, the more dead. The streets is turning red. The white folks are scared. Erasing your own culture off the map, but who cares? Brutality still existing, but it's not being aired. And oh yeah, it's a holocaust. If you don't get up off my block, then homie, I might have to knock you off. Get out my pockets, ho.
Making the crackheads and dope fiends fiend for more dough. And the dope man is tied up like soap on a boat with no hope. Why can't you just say no?
Okay, so you graduated, you got an associate's in music. You mentioned, I think you mentioned to me that you went back to school or you got a degree or something like that in audio editing?
Audio production.
Audio production.
Yeah, that's when I first came out here.
Okay.
You know, when I finished Southwestern, you know, I went and got married and had my son.
Okay.
And then, you know, we were together about 7 years. And okay. Then I came out here in 2005.
Oh, you've been out here a minute.
Nah, I went back home in 2010. Oh.
You went home, so you came 2005, you went back in 2010, so you stayed 5 years.
And then came back in 2015.
Okay.
Yeah.
So 5 years here, 5 years on.
Yeah.
Then you've been there since. So you came back 2015.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's when I came.
Yeah. 2015. Yeah, so 2005 I came and went to LA Recording School.
Mm-hmm.
And I graduated from there, started working at this studio off of Sunset called Private Island Tracks.
Okay.
That's when Bone Thug and Harmony did their first album.
Okay.
Yeah. So they got platinum plaques all over the wall over there.
Yeah.
It's dope. It's crazy dope. Yeah. But once I finished my intern, then I worked there for about a year.
Okay.
And then, you know, the people over there started like noticing that I wanted to be more of an artist than an engineer.
Mm-hmm.
And they were real big on, if you're going to be an engineer, be an engineer. If you're going to be an artist, be an artist.
Yeah.
You can't be both.
Right.
They don't want you to be both.
Right. And I'm assuming that's how it was at that time. Because, yeah. You know, nowadays, like the artist is the producer and you know, the engineer and all that stuff.
Yeah. People are showing that you can carry more than one pair of shoes.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But so I ended up just getting a regular job, and then I went to the Art Institute of California, Santa Monica.
Okay.
For audio production.
Okay.
15 classes away from my bachelor's.
Oh, dang. Yeah. So you plan on going back?
No.
No.
It's way too much money. Way too much money.
I tried to. No, man.
When I went back home in 2010, I tried to transfer my credits.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, oh, well, we don't have these classes that you got all of these A's and B's and C's in. We got to start all the way from the beginning. And I'm like, I'm cool. Because that's another $105,000.
What? So that's crazy.
Nah.
So you do production on your music? Or who does most of the production?
I do all the production. And then my homeboy who went to school with me at the Art Institute, he works at Paramount.
Okay.
And he does my mastering and mixing.
And who? What's his name?
His name is Bjorn McKinnison, or BJ.
Got it. BJ, that's easier.
Yeah, he's from Iceland.
Iceland, wow. You don't make the beats.
No, okay. I don't make the beats.
So you get the beats from him?
Yeah.
Got it, okay. So it's not a number of different people that you get beats from. It's just
It's maybe two people that I get beats from.
Like your fans, where are they?
Well, if you look on my Reverb page, Reverb Nation page, it has a map.
Okay.
60% of my fans are in California.
Okay. That's dope.
Yeah. 30% are in Texas.
Okay.
Then you have a lot of other scattered ones.
Okay.
Some of them are in the UK. Some of them are in Germany. Some are in even Iran.
Wow.
Like, yeah. With the Black Lives Matter album, I get a lot of listeners from overseas.
Okay. Yeah. And that Black Lives Matter album, I mean, that was like, from like front to back, pretty much like it rolled. Like it just vibed, the whole thing vibed. I was like, I could dig this.
Yeah.
I could dig it.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I had a lot of stuff going on when I was doing that album. Cause, you know, I almost got in trouble for my dad. Because, you know, he was doing some illegal shit.
Okay.
And, you know, they came and busted him, but instead of him being home, I was home.
Cold-blooded.
Yeah, so I almost got hemmed up with that. And that song, The Statement, when I was saying all these cops is good for is kidnapping a nigga, holding him for ransom, keep a nigga hostage, like, oops, I gotcha.
Right.
Oops, I shot you.
Right.
Didn't mean not to shot you.
Exactly.
I was being real, like, yes. You know what I'm saying? Because I was laying on the ground, and the cop, part of the SWAT team, he was saying to his partner, he was like, if he had a phone in his hand, I would have shot you.
Really?
Yeah. They would have said I had a gun, but it would have been a phone. But I didn't have nothing in my hand.
And he said that.
Yeah. While we extincting ourselves, there's another nigga to tell. And only 10% population on books, 40% in jail. So I stay low-key, man. The fucking cops trying to stop us like Pokemon. I see the lights flash and hope he don't provoke me, man. Had all my fucking rights right before he had to show up. Now he wanna pull a nigga over just to reach his quota. Wonder why a nigga got a chip on his shoulder. Cause I can't tell my son the truth about this world till it's over. The cop came closer, so my window stayed rolled up. Cause ain't no fucking reason for this illegal holder. How about I got my rights, that's what the government told us. Mama said it'll be this way when I grow up. Cops call you by your first name like they know us. If I didn't break the law, where is the justice in it for us, man? Fuck it, I got my hands up and I ain't got no gun. Always told myself I don't need no gun. This is America, we ain't supposed to be that way. But if I gotta go to war, man, I'ma go and get me one today. And do as Carlito's way. Tell my brother pray for me, cause on me they pray.
So that was that the inspiration behind Black, the Black Lives Matter album?
Part of the inspiration, you know what I'm saying?
And I know then, it was during the time when all of that stuff was happening, I remember.
Yeah, and it was like, I think Hillary Clinton came to town that weekend.
Okay.
And because she came to town.
So wait, not to cut you off, but to go back to the incident with your dad, that was in Houston or that was out here?
That was out here.
Your dad's out here?
Yeah, I was adopted.
Okay.
My real dad. See, my real name is Ray Charles.
Okay.
Sherman.
That's dope. Ray Charles.
Junior.
Okay.
His name is Ray Charles Sherman. He's been out here since 79.
Okay, so that's your tie to LA?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
When I was in jail, man, when I had to go to court, you know, I'm watching all of these people go in front of the judge and the judge telling them, sign this deal or take this deal. And then, you know, if you do take this deal, then all of your rights are going to be taken away.
Yeah.
You're not going to have no rights.
Right.
You can go back to your freedom, but you're not going to be free.
Right.
Basically, that's what he's saying.
Got it.
And so I'm like, damn. Like I see how the system is set up to do brothers like that. You know,
to piggyback off what you're saying on the red, white, and blue, white, and blue light track mentioned, you was like, I was free until I saw the red, white, blue lights.
Right, right. Yeah.
So that's pretty much what you mean when you say that.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, okay.
Like, you know, like after he did his research with my driver's license and my insurance, he's like, here, sir, you can go free. And it's like, I was always free.
Right.
Until I seen
it. Red, white, and blue lights flashing in the back of my S type. Got my shit right in my glove box, and I don't wanna move too fast. Like, he already at my window with this gat cock, saying, let me see your hands with the flashlight. Put my hands on the steering wheel fast, like, left eye looked over to the stash light. I don't think I go to jail for what I got right. Here go my registration, sir, and my licenses. Roll down the window just enough, just so I can breathe. Cause I know about you police tendencies. That's why they ain't no motherfucking friend of me. So they give my baby candy when they come for me. And the traffic is dismissed, so no company. Ask me who I work for, I got a company. And I broke tail lights on this brand new car. And whoever looking for, man, you know it's a mistake by far. He said everything came back clear, man, you can go free. But I was always free until I seen them red, white, blue lights.
Red, white, blue lights. Red, white, blue lights.
Dang, man, so. And you know, like, I've never really, like, sat down and talked to anybody, like a brother who, because a lot of times I'm like, well, if, I'm like, if you're not doing anything wrong, you know, why do we fear the police?
They fear us.
Exactly. So it just took me to, like, actually, like, to hear different stories and, you know, things of what reality is to actually understand that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Yeah. It's a terrible situation because they're supposed to protect and serve the peace, but actually right. They're disturbing the peace.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, that's crazy because I've been seeing on the news, like online and stuff, a lot of people recording, like white people just being annoyed that black people are around. I'm like, that shit is so weird.
But, you know, coming from Texas, it's an everyday thing.
Yeah, and that's crazy because, you know, they say the South period is that type of thing. But I've never really experienced, I've never really experienced like racism.
I mean, I'm going to tell you like this because, like, even when you come out, when I came out here, mm-hmm. you know, I found out that even getting banged on by the brothers in the hood, mm-hmm. you know, if you're a female, you can slide.
Yeah.
They leave you alone.
Yeah.
But if you're a black man,
right,
they feel like they're threatened.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's not just with your own people.
Right.
That's with everybody else, too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's not the females who threaten anybody.
Right.
It's the, especially people like me. I'm 6'4".
Yeah.
Like 215, 220. So,
yeah.
You know, I'm ugly. So, so
dude,
so
you're just, not ugly. Like, you are not ugly.
So I intimidate people just by my looks. You know, I have what I mean by ugly is I have a natural mean mug.
You do.
And
I think a lot of black people do, though.
Yeah, I have a natural mean mug. It's I don't even know I'm doing it.
Look, I remember the very first time, like, time I met you or saw you was in the cafe over here at in the little thing. And you was like, you kind of made a comment to everybody that was in the cafe, and you was like, y'all looking funny or nobody smiling because they got a black guy in a room or something. And I'm like, this dude tripping. I'm like, he's like wearing his heart on his sleeve right now.
Shit, nah. I live in reality.
But what if wasn't the case, though?
But it was, because if I don't know if you noticed, but before I walked in the room, everybody was in conversation. Everybody was, like, smiling. As soon as I walked in, everybody, like, kind of was looking over their shoulder like, oh, my God.
Oh, see, and that's the thing. Like, I don't really, like, I guess if it don't pertain to me, I don't really pay attention to stuff
right.
like that.
Mm-hmm.
But when I heard you say that, I was like, this dude got a complex type of thing. That's what I thought.
Nah, it's not a complex. It's just reality, you know?
Yeah.
People are prejudiced.
Yeah. But do you ever feel like sometimes it's like because that's what your experience has been, that's how you approach everything, and you could be approaching it wrong at any point?
I don't feel like that. I feel like I'm a good vibe reader.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like there are instances where I could break the ice a little bit and make it a little bit more, make myself a little bit more approachable.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you know, I'm not into people like that.
Right.
I like to stay to myself.
But that's the same thing. It's like you give what you give.
Mm.
So if you like already resistant and looking resistant, people are gonna be resistant as well.
Yeah, I've learned that too.
Yeah, so that's what I'm just trying to, you know, because I'm always looking at like the positive of stuff, you know, and it's like, yeah, like this person could be prejudiced, but we haven't figured that out for a fact, you know. So like until we figure it out, you know, and it's a fact and we're faced with it, then of course we will, you know, deal with it accordingly. But I feel like until then, it's like just vibe and like just stay in your, you know, your positive realm and perspective and stuff like that.
Yeah, I could smile a little bit more.
Show Your Naked Skills freestyle segment. Show Your Naked Skills.
Yeah. Come back one time. 2018. Hey. Brand new day. Hey. Yo, sleazy. Hey. Off the chain. Hey. Off the brain. What? Y'all niggas can't see that I'm insane. What? I got my mind. I maintain that I ain't gon' change. Ay. Do my own thing and I in my own lane. Ay. Got a whole chain and a focal plane chain. Y'all niggas on a losing streak. 0-5. Doing my own thing and I stay on live. Gotta go back and forth like two nuts, two girls in one cup that make you go postal. I could give it to you, yep, just like I'm supposed to. Ay. If you don't listen, ay, then you don't notice. What? Yeah, it's how we gotta get down. Everybody know, ay, the sound. Ace Town, we gotta get, ay, down. Come on, wait. One time for your mind, nigga. Change it up, come on. Surprise to your niggas who didn't realize that I was on the main stage with your girl in my eyes. Huh? Whoa. Hey, hey, hey. Do you know where you're going to? On top of the world, baby. Do you know where you're going to?
Where you going, nigga?
Hey, yeah, yeah. I was in the main spot in the city of fame.
Come on,
y'all
come on.
Niggas was on top when y'all was selling cocaine. This is a Leezy remix.
Straight from the block, call it the B-mix.
This is a repeat session.
Yep.
Go and get your lesson.
Come on.
I ain't even trying to compress the compression.
Compress
this is how,
nigga,
I set up the installation.
Come on.
Instrumental, going mental. Presidential, off the mental.
Hey.
I ain't even gotta write it down. I'm so incidental with my mental. I ain't doing everything so simple. Obviously, I'm on top of the world, and I'm just trying to get my baby girl right with me. Pops know my finger itchy.
Hey,
and everybody else try to get me. Nobody wanna give it to me. I just gotta go and get it. If I get it, I might have to admit it. I gotta be my same thing, same man, same lane. This is how we maintain, nigga, I'll know the game. Now give it back to me, I ain't gotta ask nobody for the truth. Cause the truth hurts, the truth first. Now give it to me, ayy, give it to me raw, dawg. One time for your mom, you know that the shit is on hit.
Yeah.
Two times for your mom, you know you can do it like this.
Yeah.
Three times for your mom, you know that the shit won't miss.
Yeah.
And you got to get so high when you get like this.
Yeah.
And I got to keep it moving. And we make sure we move it. Move it like this. Yes, move it like this.
Yo.
Yo.
Shout out to Pine Trail. East side of H-Town.
Throwing trees.
Shout out
to
Baytown. Fed Exports, where you at?
Oh, I sell a dime sack. Yep. I sell a 20 sack. Yep. I sell an ounce. Flip it twice, bring it back. Come on. I sell a half a brick and a half a bird. Yep. That's why I'm posted on your block. Yep. Make it say word. I hate them fiends that be like, I ain't got nothing on it. That's why you know you got no business to be puffing on it. Don't smoke for free with me. Not that California, but I got that Reggie on deck if you really want it. I'm selling pounds now, out of town now. Yep. And the M1 got a couple rounds now. And I make you drop jaw when you bow down. Yep. Make your girlfriend pause with a blouse down. On the regular, any competitor can really get it. Yeah, I hate to admit it that I'm a real motherfucker from the south side.
South
yeah,
side.
East side niggas don't know nothing better but the ride. Yeah, kick it for the real niggas. Hey. About a P, please tell me, do you know what keeps you popping? Like it ain't no stopping. When the beat start dropping, then they pop, pop, pop it for me. These hoes wanna ride with me, but they don't know a thing about a P. Please tell me, do you know the keys are popping? Like it ain't no stopping. When the beat start dropping, then they pop, pop, pop
as soon
it for
as
me.
I hit the club, hey. I fall in the smoke room. Got myself a bottle of Crown, a bottle of Boom, and the party ain't over till the afternoon. And you can go into the store and get that CD soon.
Pop it for me, these hoes wanna ride.
Yep. I like the way this flow right here. Feel me? Check me out. Freestyle. One time for your mind. Leave it to me. I'll be the best you ever seen. Best you ever had a dream about. In your mouth. Straight from the south, I do without. I did without for so long. That's why I became so strong. I get along, like to get along game. No time to explain. You know my name, L to the EZ. Off the chain, off the brain. R to the Izzy, Y to the LO. Very nice fellow, make your body jiggle like jello. Relate to this, don't hate this. I'm in the matrix, that's why it makes sense. I make dollars, and I make your girl holler. No ring around the collar, why bother? Yeah, buddy. Last one. Hey, I'm going to have fun.
I'm about to go and pick the grandma. Cause she wanna smoke with me. I'm about to go and pick the grandma. Cause she wanna smoke with me.
I just kind of dropped off the scene of music for a while.
Got it.
For at least 3 years, 4 years. And then I started writing again.
Mm-hmm.
Talked to my boy BJ and he was like, man, come back out here and mm-hmm. we could start working on music and stuff. So I'm like, yeah, that's what I want to do. I didn't know how I was going to make it. I didn't know I was going to have this job.
Right.
None of that.
So
you know?
tell the people what you do now. Like, what's your job?
Well, now I'm more of a production manager assistant kind of thing with the podcast room.
Okay.
you know, I do all the audio for the podcast.
So you want to shout out where we are, where we're recording?
Oh, yeah. Matter of fact, this is the 4K screening room, Westside Production Rentals, Culver City. You know, we out here. So anybody want to take any photographs or do a podcast or just want to rent out a space for any type of production, you can come here because we have all kinds of opportunities for anybody in the production field.
Got it. And shout out Steve.
Shout out to Steve. Shout out to Charlie. Shout out to Travis. All, you know, shout out to Corey. All, everybody who's part of the Westside production team.
Yeah, yeah. Y'all show love.
Yeah.
Show love for real.
You know, we rent out production equipment. So
okay.
It's just, you know, if somebody's creating a movie or doing a music video,
mm-hmm.
and they need director's chairs or they need, you know, walkie-talkies, mm-hmm. or whatever, then we provide it for them, you know.
Got it.
If they need delivery, we take it to them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got a couple of vans and trucks that we rent out to.
Okay.
So it's just, you know, we're just a multi-dimensional.
Yeah, like y'all do everything. Yeah. And your boy that come and do his interviews here, Soren Baker.
Oh yeah, Soren Baker is he was a hip hop publicist. Access. Yeah. He was a hip hop publicist for a long time.
Okay.
So he knows a lot of artists.
Right, yeah.
And he's brought a lot of artists here.
Yeah. Well, some of the people who came here.
Yeah.
Who's some of the people who came?
I met Yuck Mouth,
okay.
face to face.
Mm-hmm.
Dana Dane, I met. David Banner, I met. What's his name? Gaddafi from the Outlaws.
Never heard of him, but
that was Tupac's group.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. Outlaws. Yeah. Right. They had to hit him up.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that song. Big Liz.
Okay, no, don't know who that is.
She was one of the dancers for Living Color.
Okay.
The black girl. She was in a lot of hip hop videos.
I'm pretty sure.
Back in the day.
Yeah. Okay.
But Big Liz, she's actually Little Liz.
Yeah. Okay, I'm about to look her up.
I think they called her Big Liz because of the, you know.
Oh, she got a big butt?
Hey, I didn't say it, folks.
But he showed me with his hands. He did the little wrong thing.
That's embarrassing.
But yeah, but okay, so that's some of the people who's came through.
Some of the people.
And you be hitting me up, you be like, come through such and such here. Such
yeah.
such here. But I don't be wanting to pop up on people interviews. Like, I'm like, I can't just, Ray told me y'all was here. You know, I be wanting to respect people. So, especially if it's somebody that I don't really, like, you know too much about their art.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you follow a lot of old school hip hop, then
see, that's the thing. I'm soul and jazz and stuff like that. So that's my thing. I don't really follow too many like hip hop stuff, but I mean, I'm not opposed to it because I know that was really good music and stuff. But
I
followed Soren on Instagram.
Instagram, yeah.
But I'm still looking forward to meeting him when he come through again.
Westside Production Rentals.
Westside Production Rentals.
Let's have a mid-city fiesta with your West LA connection. Hop inside the vehicle, start crossing intersections. We learning life's lessons while we blaze the cerebral lessons. A man but still a child and I have so many questions. Struggle all my life to evade the misconceptions. Then find a place to live between the negatives and positives while trying to make money.
Now, Cloud 99, that was one of the first songs that I heard by you. And because I remember I met you and you told me that you did music. And I went back upstairs and I put that Cloud 99 on.
Yeah.
The regular one, not the remix.
Oh, yeah. Hit me up off the road again. Took me out my ways of being a crooked man. At least that's the way that I took it, man. So I stood up and shook his hand. And he said to me, I got the right to pick and choose, cause I done paid my dues. You you don't wanna walk in my shoes, gonna give you the blues. Seems like every time that I turn on the news, you're breaking all the rules. Turn it down the wrong road, now you're stuck on cruise. And you can't turn around cause you're mentally confused. You reap what you sow, every road that you choose. You step over the line, you lose.
I liked the production as far as like how you change your tones and all that as it progressed. But yeah, that was the very first one that I heard.
Oh, okay. See, I didn't know you was talking about that. And I thought you was talking about the one I did with M. Hollis.
Mm-mm. No, that one. That was the one I really liked.
That was the original one, and the remix was him hearing the original one and saying, "Damn, that's a dope song. Yeah. You want to do a remix?"
Right. Yeah, I could see that because, like, I was listening to, like I said, I really dug that song. And then I want to say the lyrics was like, you took the wrong way down the road or something like that, and now you can't turn around because you're mentally confused or something like that. Like, that, like, those lyrics just stuck in my head. I was like, that's, like, some real shit.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I watched a lot of people lose their life to crack and to just, you know, prostitution, all kinds of stuff. You know, just everybody is not really concerned with their souls.
Right. Nowadays. Yeah, man, that's crazy.
Yeah.
It's really crazy. M. Hollis. Who? Mike Hollis.
I went to school with him at the L.A. Recording School.
Okay.
He's from Portland, Oregon.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, he puts a really nice touch to the songs that he's on when you guys do it together. I know he was on that Melanin and Love Yourself. Yeah. He was on that track too.
He was on Running.
What is it? Running?
Yeah.
Running. But yeah, he's dope. He was on
Switch the Sweet Tight.
Probably it. Yeah, that's most likely it. Switch the Sweet Tight. Yeah, that was another one that I dug. I really dug that one.
Yeah.
The one with the purple and like the blue, the drawing.
Yeah, this one right here. This is the new album. This is My Soul.
It's titled My Soul?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're looking forward to that. Oh, wait. So that's just the EP type of thing, though. Well, because you said that you were still working on.
Yeah, I'm not done with all the songs. It's a total of 7 songs on here. But the 7th one I haven't put on there yet.
Okay.
But I got 3 more songs I'm going to do for the album.
Okay.
And I've already got some song skeletons recorded for those songs. Mm-hmm. I just haven't had time to record them because, you know, it's just always busy and stuff.
Right. So the artwork, who did that?
Me.
You did that? Yeah. You painted it?
Actually, no. That's just a kind of a digital thing. Same thing I did with this one.
Okay. So you did that. Yeah. Your music, it's like a lot of it is love, but then on the other side of it is like that militant like mentality.
Man.
So I want to talk about that because I recently got into like looking and reading about the Black Panthers and like the whole movement and what they really stood for and how it, you know, how it progressed and then pretty much, you know, kind of dissolved.
Right.
But I find it really, really interesting. So like, what are your, like when you, what that militant side of your music and, you know, like you call yourself a musical activist. So like, talk about that.
I mean, you know, I have a very strong opinion about, like, just how unfair society is.
Right, yeah.
And, you know, instead of going out and going to the Million Man Marches and and going to the protests and getting pepper sprayed by the cops and all that, you know what I'm saying? I'd rather just do it through my music.
Exactly.
So, yeah, you know, I'm just trying to bring some kind of knowledge to the people instead of dumbing them down, you know, just try to give them what's really going on out there and what are you going to do about it?
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Right.
Because, I mean, you know, if you got enough people who want to do something about it, something can be done.
Right. But then, I mean, that may mean you have to get your feet on the ground and go to the protests and get pepper sprayed and stuff, you know? Like, it's just really, like, I ask myself, like, when I see, like, the Black Panthers and, like, all of what they went through and, like, the courage and being fearless and, like, fighting against police and, like, you can only question yourself. It's like, would this be me? You know, like, would this, do I have this in me to be that?
I mean, I know I do have it in me, but I also know that I wouldn't survive very long being like that.
Right, right.
Especially being, you know, intimidating looking.
Yeah.
I wouldn't survive too long.
Right.
Like, I've always wanted to go to, you know, one of the Black Panther, you know, movement meetings, mm-hmm. and be sponsored by them to actually perform.
Okay.
You know, I wanted to do that. You know, yeah, what I'm saying? They had something that they were doing on Crenshaw, right?
Okay.
Right in front of one of those libraries that the city of L.A. shut down.
Oh, yeah.
That was in the hood.
Wow, you know, okay.
They don't want to have those kind of places open up in the hood.
Right, a library.
Yeah, they don't want that in the hood. They rather have just the liquor stores, right, and the crack houses.
Yeah.
You know, no, don't learn nothing.
Right.
Don't pick up no books.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So
crazy, man.
Yeah, you know, the Black Lives Matter group,
mm-hmm.
came out there and they did some kind of fundraiser, kind of like a spoken word,
okay,
poetry thing. So yeah. I went there and did one of my songs there,
mm-hmm. and it was a good turnout.
They loved it.
They loved it. Yeah. That's dope. That's dope, man.
Yeah. So I kind of want to do more stuff like that, especially since I got an album called Black Lives Matter.
Right.
You know, I kind of, yeah, want to do a lot more. I do need to step out,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, broaden my horizon with kind of that kind of stuff.
For sure, for sure. And just like you said, especially because this is the message, you know, your message is pretty much to people who, you know, I would call pro-Black. So, yeah, you know, and then people who are not, you know, it's a message in the music, and it will be only fitting,
right,
for you to be performing for, like, Black Panthers and the Black Lives Matter movement.
I'm a lover too. I love niggas. I love niggas. I love niggas. Because niggas are me. And I should only love that which is me. I love to see niggas go through changes. Love to see niggas act. Love to see niggas make them plays and shoot the shit. But there's one thing about niggas I do not love. Niggas are scared of revolution.
I looked on your Facebook yesterday and it was a quote that you put on there. You put, science cannot explain spirituality, but spirituality can explain science. Let's argue.
Yeah.
So tell me about that.
Well, you know, it's just basically what I'm trying to say is something serious, man. Like, you know, I've been watching YouTube a lot,
mm-hmm,
and,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm starting to see this stuff about flat earth theory and the Big Bang theory,
mm-hmm.
but every single one of these theories are leaving out God.
Right.
But even if you go to the Bible, you know, the religion can explain the science,
right,
and how God created Earth, how God created men.
Right.
You know, it can explain the science of even how the flood happened.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of stuff religion can explain.
Yeah.
But people who go against religion are more towards the science.
So is it religion that's explaining this or spirituality
But when I say religion, that's what I mean.
You mean spiritual. Okay. Well, you know, you got to be specific, yeah, because when people think of religion, because for some reason these days, religion has a negative connotation.
Yes, it does.
On it.
It does.
For a number of reasons, I can see why.
Yeah.
So spirituality. Yeah. And you're right. I agree. Spirituality can explain it. Yeah.
But science can't really explain spirituality.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I have a lot more to say on that, but I'll leave that for another day.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people won't agree with it.
So. And but that's the thing, you know, it's like people you know, there's some people who aren't spiritual, and or they may be spiritual, but they're not religious, right, or whatever the case may be, or, you know, the God that they believe is not the God that you believe. Even though, like, it's a number, it's just a bunch of that stuff, but it's like, at the end of the day, like, if what you believe in is getting you through your life in a positive light, and you're living, you know, righteous, and, you know, if whatever it is, if it's working for you, let it work for you, but don't knock down what somebody else, you know, because what you believe in or what you're studying is not what they're believing in and what they're studying.
Right.
You know, so I don't think it's fair. So, and you find this a lot of times with people who don't believe against people who do believe. But it's like, but this is working for me. Mm. You know, like, this is working for me. So don't try to knock me down for it. You know, don't try to knock whatever that is down, because it's just something you don't agree with. So that's what I try to always just try to just be open-minded towards it, because at the end of the day, when I go home, like, I'm going to continue to believe and live how I continue to believe and live, because it's working for me. You know, like, people who, like, start a conversation, like, when, you know, you talk about religion and spirituality and stuff, they'll be like, you believe in God? And, you know, that's the question. It'd be like, you believe in God? And then you'll be like, well, yeah, or such and such, whatever the case may be. Well, I ain't going to talk about it because we might not believe in the same thing.
Yeah.
But it's like, but that shouldn't even be the conversation. You know, because now what I'm thinking at this point is like, you know, it's like, you don't believe in what I believe in for a reason I shouldn't be believing in it.
That's a whole different subject. I don't want to get on this subject because I have a lot of knowledge about a whole bunch of stuff.
And
I don't want to piss anybody off.
But I just feel like people should just, you know, if that's what you believe in what you believe in, but don't, you know, try to make anybody else doubt what they believe, what they're believing in.
Right.
You know, like, if it's working for them.
Like me being a Christian, you know, I know most Christians believe in heaven and hell.
Mm-hmm.
Those who are not Christians don't believe in heaven and hell.
Right.
So, you know, I just, if I find out that you're not a Christian, then that's not what I talk about with you.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that makes sense, because you're not going to talk football with a person that don't like football.
No.
You know, so it's the same thing.
Yeah.
But these days it's difficult to really kind of gauge who you can talk about spiritual stuff with. So, I mean, ultimately it's just like, if that's who you are, you kind of just got to be just who you are at, you know, any given moment. And then if the people that you're talking to not vibing with it, then, like you say, you good at reading vibes. You, if you peep that they not really digging what you're saying, then change the subject. But other than that, I mean, they can't stop you from saying thank you, Jesus. You know, they can't stop you from saying all praise to the Most High. You know, like, they can't nobody stop you for doing that, because that's just within you. So,
yeah, there's a spiritual war going on out here, y'all.
Yeah, man. It's like, just, all I can say is just stay prayed up, you know, live righteous, and be good to yourself, be good to other people, love people.
Yeah, love yourself.
Yeah, that's number one. Oh, and I did want to talk about, because Traveler, that's your latest release, right?
Yeah.
So talk about that track.
Traveler is, I think I put a lot of both of my talents in that, which is, you know, singing. You know, I did a lot of good harmonies in that one, I think.
Okay.
Just even the message in that song is a lot deeper than what you would hear the first time you hear it. You have to hear it a couple of times.
You have to live with it,
to actually get the message.
Right. I know that you were talking about how pretty much, I mean, I'm assuming it was a more of a metaphor, like going overseas, but you was pretty much like saying leaving home and going to another place.
Right. But basically what I was saying was, is that, you know, I travel with anybody.
B's, C's.
Mm-hmm. When I said B's, C's, I'm talking
right,
about.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, just like anybody. I get along with anybody. You know, I can work with anybody. I can make, you know, I can make anything happen with anybody. It just
right.
doesn't matter your color, your race, your mm-hmm. religion, your yeah. belief system. I fuck with everybody.
Right. That's how I am, too. You know, I try to be that way because, I mean, people are people. Yeah. Everybody breathe, bleed, eat right. shit the same.
Right.
You know, so. Oh, your creative process. We can talk about that. What's your creative process?
My creative process is, you know, I usually get instrumentals from my boy.
Okay.
I'll go through the instrumentals and listen to them about 5 or 6 times in a row each.
Mm-hmm.
If something comes to mind, I'll just, you know, jot it down on a notepad or something.
Okay.
It's usually little pieces at a time at first. Mm-hmm. And then I have, like, pieces for one song here, pieces for one song here.
Okay.
You know, and as I'm listening, I'm just jotting down a little bit more pieces. And so I have like 3 or 4 different folders opened up, you know.
Okay.
Or I just broke my phone, but on my other phone, I had this app called Songwriting App.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll let you write up to 30 songs on that app.
Okay.
And then, you know, you got people judging your lyrics.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So that's dope.
Yeah, I was ranked number 1 in a couple of songs.
Wow, okay, cool. Yeah,
so it was pretty dope. And, you know, it also just helps having your phone right there. You don't have to have no pen and pad.
Right, yeah.
You could just kind of type as you listen.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So,
but first thing is, like, you got to hear the instrumental.
To hear the instrumental and hear a hook.
Okay, so when you listen to instrumentals, what you listening for? You listen, gotta have bass. You gotta have what you looking for when you the rhythm.
I'm listening really for melody and rhythm. Okay. Yeah, just something that, you know, because I like laid back music.
Yeah,
you know, I don't really like the fast stuff.
Mm-hmm, right.
So. If
you like the stuff you could vibe to, yeah, like just chill and vibe to.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm usually, you know, coming up with a hook first. And then once I come up with the hook, then I develop the whole song around that hook.
Got it. So do you ever, like, something happens and you be like, I'm going to write about this ASAP?
Yeah. Running was the perfect example
of
that.
Okay.
Because, you know, I have, you know, my girl, you know, she was a little wild at first when I met her. Mm-hmm. You know, she was just kind of like in everybody's face.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would be with her and she'll see another dude and just make eye contact with him and smile at him while she's with me. And I'm like, wait a minute.
She wasn't used to being locked down.
I guess so. But, you know, like,
give us some time.
Like, a lot of stuff, she would do a lot of different, like, weird stuff to me.
Yeah.
And then when I asked her about it, she didn't want to talk about it. She ran from the situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I asked her what she thinking a lot of times, and she say nothing. You mm-hmm. know, and so I said, yeah, you know what? I'm going to show her right about that. And I did, and it's a good song.
So does she listen to your music?
Yeah, she loves did. Running.
Yeah.
She she reminisces about how we began
mm-hmm.
when she hear that song.
Because
it does remind her of how she was at first.
So she kind of calmed down now?
She calmed down a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she probably just had to adapt to being with somebody.
Yeah.
That would probably be difficult for me, too.
Yeah.
I would. Well, no.
Well, nah,
it just depends. It depends.
Yeah, that's a, man. See, you be talking about stuff that I can keep going on. But I don't want to because it's a little too personal.
Right.
Cool.
You got anything else you want to share with the people?
I love that shirt you have on.
Yeah.
That shirt is.
Tell the people what it say.
It says, I'm a happy-go-lucky ray of fucking sunshine.
Yeah.
And that is so dope.
That is like me to the T.
Yeah.
all the time. But man, I appreciate you being on the show. I appreciate you kicking in with me. Man, no problem at all, man. I'm so glad we finally got a chance to loop. I came and experienced the whole setup, so I like the setup. Peace and love to everybody that listened. You want to shout anybody out?
Yeah, man, you know, shout out to H-Town. Shout out to Baytown. Shout out to I-10. Everybody on I-10. From Louisiana to Los Angeles. To LA. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, just, hey, keep your head up. Go get that new album because it's coming soon. Go get that Black Lives Matter album.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Support your boy because all I'm doing is supporting you.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Teaching that good old message.
Yeah.
Peace.
We gotta move on, black man, move on. Now I got to give a shout to the SD50s. Putting this in effect. And I'ma say like this before I motivate. Educate our lost children with equality.